It is my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Luke Fulp. Let's see, what's your title these days, Luke?
Assistant Superintendent of Business and Operations for the Mat-Su Borough School District.
I'm guessing that the title implies the breadth of the work because it's a large title.
It's essentially everything that's non-instruction. So I support our Superintendent Gene Stone in all the areas and report directly to him for all areas that are outside of the outside of instruction and the chain of command on that side of the house.
Okay. So let's focus first of all on something that's upcoming, and then we can back down to talk about why the open houses that are happening next week are happening. There are a series of open houses that are going to be dealing with the budget, as I understand. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And they start on Monday.
They start Monday, February 6th, and they run through Thursday, February 9th. This is something that we do as a part of our budget development process every year. So this is an annual part of our process where we try to get out to different areas of the community and make ourselves accessible. We bring display boards. We bring a formal presentation. We bring a computer set up for the public to do the budget survey and let the board so that they can let the board know what their priorities are. It's just a way to try to engage with community folks.
Now, I have followed the school board's budget process for far too many years. And what I've noted is an increasing ability for someone to be aware of where you are, where the district is in the process, in part not only because of these meetings, but because of information that's made available on the website, for example. So what kinds of things would a person be able to look at on the website prior to coming to a meeting?
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate you bringing that up. We try to make sure that everything that we present, any formal presentation or any publication that we put out there on our budget or financial information regarding our audits is available on the website. And so there's a financial info tab at the bottom of the homepage of our website.
Right.
That leads people to a landing page for all things financial. On the left-hand side of the page, you'll find prior year audits and all the reporting that goes into the recording of actual transactions. And on the right-hand of the page, you'll find spending plans for future spending that the school board's laid out. And so and then we have an archive of not only all of our audits on the left-hand side, but all of our budgets that were adopted by the school board on the right-hand side. So we delineate between audits and budgets. Within the budget, which is, you know, primarily where we spend a majority of our time, is on budget development process and the budget adoption. So we focus a lot on spending plans as a part of our school board meetings. So within the budget side of the page, you'll find that there's a tutorial on school funding, and there's a video that we created that explains why the budget is process is the way it is, where we get our funding from. So there's a video that explains that. And then we have all the presentations that we've made to the school board for that budget process and for that budget year. Those are available at one spot on the website. And then we have our both our 400-page budget document as well as our 12-page budget handbook, which we've got a lot of. We introduced the budget handbook last year. It's a 12-page document that condenses everything as best we could into 12 pages so that if someone doesn't have the time to really peruse through and find all the important points out of the 400-page document, they could take the 12-page document and make use of it and kind of understand as well how could they become engaged in the budget development process, or how could they voice their opinion on what their priorities are. And that's on the final page of the budget handbook, all the different ways and all the meetings that are held regarding budget deliberations.
I'm sometimes careful to ask questions about comparisons to other similar bodies. In the state of Alaska, there are 50-some-odd school districts. Some of them, however, are more alike than others. There's the Big Five that are the Big Five school districts. How would you say, or are you aware of how Mat-Su stands in terms of presenting this material as compared to some other school districts?
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. And it's a line that I myself walk carefully, because I think we have talented school business officials across the state, and
right.
Those folks are my colleagues. I've learned a lot from them. We have a great network. It's called the Alaska Association of School Business Officials, and we do as much as we can amongst ourselves to promote the best practices, financial practices, and business standards. And we rely on each other for help and assistance, and there's a lot of training that we do together. It's a great network, and I think the state of Alaska as a whole really benefits from us working closely together. We have utilized a lot of things that we've learned from others and implemented it here in the Matsu.
Right.
And we've also taken the standards and criteria that's been established by the Association of School Business Officials International, which is like the parent affiliate of the Alaska Association. And we've implemented those, and they're pretty rigorous. And we've met, 36 pages of criteria for our budget book, and we've received the Meritorious Budget Award for the last 4 years.
Okay.
We continue to present our budget in a way that meets those standards. So we'll continue to make sure that it gets that peer review and that it's been meeting those standards and that criteria. And then on the financial audit side, we go above and beyond to report additional areas, specifically our statistical section of the audit, which is 36 pages of data that is that taxpayers and community members have an interest in, and there's specific schedules that are laid out as us needing to produce in order to meet the criteria for what's referred to as a certificate of excellence in financial reporting.
Okay.
So we meet two different standards for two different published documents. Our audit, we receive the certificate of excellence in financial reporting, and our budget, we receive the Meritorious Budget Award. And what I will say about statewide is that is unique. There's only one other school district in the entire state that meets both criteria, and that's the Kenai Peninsula School District. And not to use the rest of the state as a measuring stick, it's just it takes a lot of effort. And so it's something we're proud of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So from a technical standpoint, a technical financial standpoint, it sounds as if you have a good plan and process in place. And what you've described in terms of both the website and these upcoming meetings is a way to have people who are constituents of the school district in one sense, both understand. And I'm guessing there's a little bit of a two-way flow of commentary, if you will, at these meetings. You're presenting about it, but you also are going to be hearing from people. Is that not true?
Oh, yeah. It's great dialogue. Depending on the crowd size, I mean, we refer to it as an open house and not a formal presentation.
Right.
Because we never know how many people are going to show up. There's no RSVP. It's just 6:30 to 8 o'clock. When people are available, they can stop by. And so what we do to accommodate, the size of the audience and the timing of when people arrive is we have display boards set up across the room that have every bit of information that you could possibly want on the budget right there in front of you. So we have a team of folks ready to engage with community members coming in, and we will do one-on-one conversations, walking them through those display boards. We'll allow them to walk through them on their own, ask questions, provide input. There's a survey as to whether or not their questions were answered during the open house. And then if we have enough people show up at about 6:30, we'll wait maybe 15 minutes. And if we have a audience that's large enough, we'll do a formal presentation. The other great thing about this is that our superintendent's committed to being at every open house. Gene Stone's going to be there and available. And there's always a question answer session. And so I'm glad you brought that up, because in terms of just the engagement and the information that's that not only that we present, but we receive so much in terms of community feedback during these open houses. And so, again, there's the budget survey that we have. Folks can fill that out, and that's done there as well. But people really do engage with us, and they through conversations, questions, and just general dialogue, we receive a lot of input from the community. Our school board members also make an attempt to be at these meetings.
Sure.
And so more often than not, you'll have a couple school board members at each of these open houses. And it's just a great opportunity to for folks to get insight as to the district, its financial realities and also the programs that it's proud of.
So I know that the district moves ahead into this budget process in one sense ahead of the borough and ahead of the legislature. How would you describe where the budget is right now in terms of being ready to be presented to either the assembly or discussed with legislators?
Great. That's an excellent question. That's something that we, in the open house, we laid that timeline out. It's like one of the first things that we discussed because it's complicated. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It puts us kind of, like you mentioned, we're the very start of the process. Mm-hmm. Before we know what state funding or even local funding is going to be, we're required per borough code to present a balanced budget to the borough assembly. That timeline for that is April 1st. So the budget, a balanced budget is due to the borough assembly by April 1st. In order to get there, we have to present administration brings forward a balanced budget that we recommend to the school board. The school board makes any necessary changes in the month of March, and then adopts that preliminary budget and sends forth the budget as well as their official request for local funding from the borough assembly. So that all takes place in March. Right now, where we're at in the process is we just have a preliminary budget that has a funding shortfall. So we have more or less a rollover budget that takes all of the expenses from last year, rolls them over, given all of the assumptions that we've built in with regards to increased expense costs and increased student enrollment, which would necessitate increased staffing levels to meet the needs and of the growing population that we have here in the borough. So all of that's happening now. And then we come up with what is essentially a preliminary budget that has yet to be adopted by the school board. And because it has yet to be adopted, we just roll it out. It has a deficit amount. Over the next couple months, we have to work to close that gap and present a balanced budget to the school board so that they can take care of adopting a budget and sending it to the borough.
So I know in years past, you come down toward the final days of the legislative activity, particularly in regard to educational funding. And it seems to me that that's one of the major components. It's a will they or won't they in terms of some of the recommendations. So my guess is you're prepared to go sort of either direction. If in the case of the legislature, it's very often a substantial decision that makes a big difference in the amount of money, basic student allotments, for example, that would come here. So that's kind of that puts you in a very strange position, I would think, up until that moment when you have some finality in the funding from the state.
Yeah, absolutely. So the beginning of the timeline is that we have to have a balanced budget submitted to the borough assembly in March or by April 1st.
Right.
So the action is taken in March. But on the other side of the timeline, where we get into the May-June timeframe, what we've seen is that the legislative sessions have been extended, and we don't know what state funding is going to be until, the first part of June or the last part of June, even this past year, when we were made aware of the governor's vetoes on June 29th. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that the budget process for us is 6 months, essentially. And it begins when the governor releases his budget proposal in December and says, this is what I think the funding education priority should be for K-12 education. So he, in his December 15th budget, he released base student allocation of 5,930. We take his lead on that. We don't know what's going to transpire through the session, but
right.
What we've done in the last few years is we've taken the governor's proposal, we've built that into our budget as an assumption, and we also have to build in local funding as an assumption. And then it's just kind of a waiting game. And the board's prepared to make decisions and potentially reductions up until the very end of the process because, again, this budget is prepared for a fiscal year that begins July 1st. And then there's also this other requirement that's in state statute that requires that we present our budget to the Department of Education by July 15th. So there's some hard timelines in there, and we just try to have to navigate it given the extended sessions and the political environment as well as the state's fiscal realities.
And then as a final little piece, of course, how many students will ultimately arrive in the fall?
Yeah. So that's the other unknown. We don't receive funding. We don't know what our final true funding will be from the state of Alaska until we've gone through that October count period. And so while we build a budget that assumes a number for enrollment, that actually won't, we won't know the true amount of revenue that we'll receive until we go through that October period. And right now we have to make a best guess on what that will be. And it's 19,100 students. Part of our story that is unique to the MATSU is that we've grown in enrollment over the last four decades, and we look to continue to grow until we see otherwise evidence of downward trend in that or static or stagnant enrollment trend. Our method is really a mathematical formula that has proven to be pretty accurate for us, where right. It's a cohort survival method that moves grade levels forward and track student growth trends throughout the district. And like, for instance, this current year, we came in 10 students under what we had projected. And so
that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. The margin of error is below 1.5%. So we're sticking with that methodology, but it is yet one more uncertainty with the budget process.
So that's interesting. It would seem that although you would like to deal in real numbers, exact numbers, you also have to, in this business of being the business part of things, have to be able to deal with ambiguity because once you reach a certain point, you have, okay, these are the numbers. But until that time, there's a lot of guessing going on. Well, we have a few more minutes left, and I would like to make sure that we do two things. One, remind people of when these open houses are going to be and where. They start on Monday. What time?
Great. They start on Monday, February 6th, and the first open house will be held at Fronteras Charter School. The time of the open houses is 6:30 to 8 p.m. every night. So it's 6:30 to 8 p.m. On February 6th and February 7th, we're traveling up to the Northern Valley. We'll be at Sioux Valley Junior Senior High School. And February 8th, we'll be at Iditarod Elementary School. And February 9th, Thursday, we'll be at Palmer Junior Middle School. So all of those open houses, again, will occur from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And we intentionally picked different areas of the valley to make sure that we were getting out as much as possible to reach folks. And then we also selected two new schools, Fronteras Charter School and Iditarod Elementary School. So if folks haven't had a chance to view those facilities, we're proud of our new schools. We're proud of our environments for our students. And we want to encourage them not only to come out to budget open house, but to have a chance to see these new schools. They're a true asset to the community.
Okay, well, one last question. We have a minute or two left. You've been doing this for a few years now. What would you say, how do you look at this year as compared to other years? We know that the state has an ongoing budget deficit and still has some money in the bank. In terms of educational funding, any sense of what we're talking about for this year?
Yeah, I think the difference this year, this is my 13th year in public school finance in the state of Alaska. And then in addition to that, I was born and raised in Kodiak, and I went through the public school system there. And I've always known Alaska to really value and give a high priority to education funding. And think the difficulty that we face now is that the state's got significant challenges in facing a $3.5 billion deficit with no new revenue on the horizon. And so there's going to be some tough decisions that have to be made this session. And just knowing the breadth of the issue and the fiscal realities there in Juneau, what the school board here has really pushed is a sustainable funding plan, a state fiscal plan that ensures sustainable education funding. And so if we don't have a fiscal plan in place that ensures sustainable education funding in any way, I don't know what types of decisions will have to be made in place of that. And I guess that's the difference. Is there's a lot of unknowns. I know that the governor values public education. I know that our state delegation does, but it's just they have to make some tough choices. And I think that just the financial realities make this a different year for us.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Luke Folp, for coming in today and talking about a series of open houses and more broadly, some detail and background about the budget that the Matsu Borough School District puts together each year. I know you've got work to do, so enjoy the day.
Okay. Thank you very much.